This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right. Me and Nolan going out and buying our Pete Alonso jerseys. We're just joking. Kind of. We'll see how it goes. Pending physical. For the Ravens, how physical were they last Sunday against the Steelers? Aaron Rodgers had his best game of his Pittsburgh career against Baltimore. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Eddie V. Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Talking about the offense earlier, their struggles against that Pittsburgh D, which ranked in a lot of categories poorly. Ravens did run the ball, but what the hell? Where was the defense against that Pittsburgh pass offense that was relatively sleepy? Film study on the D.
Yeah, when we look at the Pittsburgh offense in that game, they had three fade routes. Calvin Austin had one for 31, and Metcalf had one for 52 and 28. Now, beautiful throw. I mean, they were perfect. All three of them, perfect throws. Perfect throws. But the corners, Humphrey and Awuzie and Wiggins, none of them got their hands on the receiver. None of them disrupted any rhythm whatsoever. They both got run by. I mean, he had, you know, a couple steps on all three plays. So that was the biggest. That was one of the biggest issues. They had five plays. They had five explosive plays on offense. And Metcalf had three of them. One was either the first or second play of the third quarter where he hits Metcalf for 41 yards, you know, which put him in field goal range and gave him a field goal. I mean, that was a critical play. And the biggest reason was they had Jenkins, Ajabo, Travis Jones, and who was the other one? 97.
Okoye?
No, our old guy.
Oh, Urban.
Urban. And those were the four guys rushing.
Oh, yeah.
And he must have stood back there for 5 seconds at least because Metcalf had to run from the right side of the field, run a route, and then he scrambles, and then he runs across to the left side of the field, and they finally hit him. So those five plays, and then the one was the touchdown for Warren for 38 yards, which was a total bust by Mike Green, and I still don't know why you take your leading sack guy and have him drop in coverage, you know, to cover a back like
that.
Yeah,
that was way easy
for
the Steelers.
Yeah, that was like he caught it untouched. So those five plays were 190 yards of the 318. So other than those five plays, like Dean Pease used to say, if they didn't have those five plays, right, they would have only had 128 yards.
I'm not going to get into that crap.
Yeah. So the biggest issues were the run defense was fabulous. I mean, the fourth quarter, they had eight plays for eight rushes for 8 yards, you know. And when they needed it, they got it. I mean, they didn't give up, you know, any big runs. I thought they dominated up front. I thought Roquan played exceptionally well. Buchanan had a missed tackle on one of the plays, but otherwise he played strong in the run game. But the defensive line, they dominated up front. And Roquan was like possessed, I thought, attacking the line of scrimmage. So I thought the run stuff, I thought they did a really, really nice job there. And so the two major issues in that game, the fade routes by the corners and the pass rush. I mean, because one of my keys was, you know, put pressure on Rodgers. They had none. The only time they had pressure, Bob, they got a deflection and they got almost an interception.
Should have been an interception.
Yeah.
But he was down by contact, yes, Aaron Rodgers. One quarterback hit, that was Draymond Jones.
Yeah.
One quarterback hit.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even, I don't even know if Rodgers even went to the ground. You know, and then on his fake, you know, I thought it was like a beautiful fake. He stood back there, Bob, the ball was in front of him. And nobody even saw it. He just stood back because that wasn't a run. He was trying to throw it, but there was nobody open. So then he looked over to the left, and there was nobody there, and he took off and run. So they made Rodgers look like Lamar Jackson. They gave him time to throw any time that he wanted. They had time to move, time to scramble, complete a third down, the fade routes. They let him get into a rhythm. I mean, and they didn't. They covered Metcalf one-on-one all day. And Aaron Rodgers said afterwards, I think it was on Monday, couldn't believe they did that. I mean, and the one time, Bob, they have Wiggins like 8 yards off, and it was about on the 20-yard line or whatever, and Rodgers goes bloop, bloop, threw it right to him, you know, just, and, you know, he got like a 10-yard game. I mean, some of the things they did, you know, were not great. I thought Wiggins, his tackling sucks, you know.
Yeah, that's been a season-long problem, too.
Man, he does not want to tackle. He won't wrap. There's no way. He's not putting his head in. You know, and he won't wrap. He's going to throw his body in there. But the pass rush, Bob, is a killer. Because, I mean, the play for Metcalf for 41 yards where he ran all the way across. I mean, if you're the DB, you say, what else can we do? You know, I mean, get on him. You know, he's 42 years old. And, he, you know, so the pass rush. And, Bob, that left tackle, Pete, that's a backup left tackle. Then they brought in the third guy, an undrafted free agent. Right. And they didn't get there. So the pass rush is really hurting them because then it hurts the secondary. And then you had a veteran quarterback that he was throwing. He threw three dimes.
Oh, they were all beautiful, beautiful passes.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. And there was, but I would say this. There was no disruption by the corners at all. They didn't disrupt him. If you just jabbed him one time and disrupted, that would have thrown the timing totally off. So, could they have won that game? Yeah. They gave up. They made, you know, they screwed up on the Warren play with confusion. You know, they miscommunication was, you know, it was bad on that. And then the three fade routes. But the run defense, I thought the run defense was good. But the pass rush, man, the pass rush is like the guards right now, Bob. And then let's talk real quick special teams. They got outplayed in special teams. You know, I mean, Looper, you got to quit kicking the damn ball out of bounds.
Yep.
You know, I mean, crap. You know, can't put it on the 40-yard line. You know, Aaron Rodgers, to start the third quarter, give me a break. Then they hit the 41-yard play and you're kicking a field goal. And it's like, are you kidding me? You know, and their coverage units were much better than the Ravens' coverage units. Punters were about the same. Looper missed a PAT, which changed things. So, you know, overall, you know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Defensively, the pass rush is the problem.
And it was a problem going into the year, and it hasn't gotten any better and even more concerning now than it was in September.
Van Ooy got two sacks. Killer. You know, Mike Green, I thought he'd have like eight. He's got 2.5. You know, Tavius Robinson, he wasn't going to have any anyhow. Jabba wasn't going to have any anyhow. You know, Owe was here. He had one or two.
He had zero for the Ravens.
Zero. Now he's got five. So, and they're not creating it. You know, I mean, if you don't have your guys winning, create pressure, and they didn't even do it, you know, against Pittsburgh.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers went at Lamar's first rushing touchdown since week one.
Yes.
I think that was his first in three years, Aaron Rodgers. But real quick, before we get the break, get Rich Dubroff from talking about Pete Alonso agreeing with the Orioles. Mike Green, as you said, leads with 2.5. Van Noy's got two. Nnamdi Matabike and Tavius Robinson are tied with Van Ooy for second with two. Matabike hasn't played since week two, and Tavius Robinson's played six games, and they're still tied for second on sacks for the Baltimore Ravens. We'll come back. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, live from Florida. Pete Alonso, 5-155. He agrees to a deal with the Orioles. No opt-outs pending physical, so we'll talk about that. And what's next for Mike Elias? What does this mean for Mountie and Kobe Mayo? Because they're not getting rid of Masayo, I don't think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.